But first, this is a Muser's tradition. We're the only radio show in America that gets to talk to the turkey pardoned by the President of the United States. And this happened yesterday when President Trump pardoned two turkeys. Bread and Butter were their names. And joining us now on the Ticket Hotline is Bread. Good morning. How are you?
Hey there, guys. What's happening?
Hey,
congratulations.
That's my muses I'm talking to. It is exciting.
Yeah. Oh, wow. You know who we are?
No, big fan. Yeah, I listen to you guys on the app there. I have it on my phone.
The Sports Day app.
No, it's not Sports Day app. It's
Sports Day app.
It's some app you guys have. I'll think of it later on. Anyway.
Okay.
I listen to you guys all the time. I love listening to you when you do the, what's that bit you do? I'll think of it later on. Anyway, go ahead.
The 840 bit?
No, it's not the 840 bit. Hmm. I don't think y'all do bits at 840.
Yeah, we occasionally do.
Anyway, yeah, I love you guys. Love you. Love Fernando. Love Cray-Tray. Love the whole crew.
Well, thank you.
Okay.
Yeah.
And again, we're so happy for you that you got pardoned and you avoided the death penalty.
Thank you, Junior. I do appreciate that. It was a pretty special day for me. You know, I never thought that I'd see my name, Bread Titwilder McGee III, on an official presidential pardon certificate, but I did, you know, and it's good, you know, because I've done some bad stuff.
You have?
Like what?
Oh, yeah. Oh, God. Oh, please. I've killed a few people for drugs. I've sexually assaulted myself in front of some consenting possums. I've stolen poultry trucks in a loosely organized getaway type scenario situation.
Man.
And most horribly, I've used the wrong pronouns for people whom I didn't know anything about. And got my ass handed to me on Twitter.
Oh, dear.
Well, you have to really appreciate what President Trump did. Are you a Trump fan?
I George, I don't want to get into that. I know it's controversial, this president, but, you know, I plan on doing something with my life here. But I'm glad I went to the White House. You know, actually, this is a kind of behind-the-scenes story, exclusive to the Ticket.
Okay.
On that app that you guys have, and I can't remember the name of it. But
Sports Day app.
No, it's not that. But I actually turned down the invitation to the White House at first, because I didn't want to get caught up in the whole impeachment deal and all that stuff that's going on, you know. And
it's a mess.
It's very controversial, you know, to be seen with this president to a lot of people. But in the end, my wife said, "Hey, listen, Bread, you got to go up there. He could be calling you up there to pardon you." See, I didn't know what it was going to be about. I don't know if the president wants to talk to me. What is this about? You know, he's got a few job openings. I didn't know what he's thinking, you know, going a different direction here. But so I go up there. I thought there's no way that it's going to be a pardon, because at the time when I got the invitation, I was awaiting sentencing on a string of hookah slayings up in the Pacific Northwest.
What? Wow.
Yeah, horrible stuff. But I went, and lo and behold, the president pardons me, and then I, of course, hit the town and got a little full of myself.
Mm-hmm.
Went out in the town and broke my long-term sobriety.
Gosh.
But I did, I don't want to get into all the drugs that I did, but I did do some crystal meth, some molly.
Yeah,
crack cocaine.
Wow.
Some regular cocaine.
Bread.
Some crack.
Bread.
Some weed, some oxy, heroin, ice, Adderall, and grain alcohol.
He may have pardoned the wrong turkey.
How'd you survive?
That was within the first 15 minutes. So, I mean, the night got crazy from there. You know?
I guess.
So hopefully I'm still married when I get home, too. I mean, as you know.
Oh, you're married?
Yeah. The wife was the one that convinced me to go to the White House. Don't you remember that part of the story?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Come on, Junior, head out of ass, okay? So I'm very thankful to the president, and of course, I copped the feel on that Russian bride Trump's got himself there.
Bread.
Good Lord, what a piece of woman that is.
Hey. Can't talk like that anymore.
Hey, don't think I didn't try to get a snout in it and pretend it was an accident.
Yeah, see, oh, I bet gosh. He regrets pardoning you.
Yeah. But, I appreciate the pardon, and I also appreciate Trump's putting up that wall to keep all these Rio Grande turkeys from coming up here and taking a place on
That's not, that has nothing to do with the wall.
We're going to have a good time.
Yeah, we are.
We're having one.
We are. We're having one right now. We are.
Sure.
So let's go ahead and open it up. 888.
No, we got to run. Thank you, though, for the time. All Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving to you guys.
All right, we'll see you. There's Brad the Turkey, pardoned by the president.